When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The year is 2022, and this is JBTV, the podcast, exclusively on Pantheon Podcast. Now, I'm going to take you back to the good old days. The year is 1993. The band? Well, the legendary Frank Black, along with They Might Be Giants. This is a classic podcast, and it's all here right now.
Hey, this is Frank Black. I'm going to be on JBTV this week. I'm going to bring my guitar. I'm going to play songs. I'm going to play the best videos by the best bands ever on JBTV. So watch.
Hi, I'm Julie. JBTV is where it's at.
From Chicago, it's time for JBTV.
New rock.
It's the alternative to reality.
Freeform.
Here is Jerry.
Woo! So how have you been?
I've been good. Oh, we're on. Hey, hey. The power of broadcast. I'm on TV.
Yes.
This is great.
On JBTV.
I love being broadcast. This is wonderful.
Well, you deserve to be broadcast, you know.
I thank you. Yeah, but I heard all kinds of great things about this place from my good friends John and John from the Mappy Giants. They, you know, John Flansburgh was just raving about it. He said it was great.
Yeah, they've been on now three whole times, and I played their song Istanbul, which is my favorite song of all time.
I heard it was the whole sort of like, you sort of, didn't you play it like for the whole show or something? Yeah.
10 times.
That's great. That's great.
Say, well, no one will ever play a song 10 times. Yeah. And I'm going, this song is so good. And MTV, it was like the lack of rotation on MTV, I made up for it by playing it 10 times in a row.
So. You know, sometimes when you have the power of broadcast in your hands, you just like, you do it. Uh-huh. You just do it.
So on this edition of JBTV, coast to coast and into your home, we got one of our favorite people. Well, I keep saying our favorite people, but I like, there's so many good artists right now. You know, like They Might Be Giants.
The best.
Frank Black.
Value for money, as far as I'm concerned, when you talk about They Might Be Giants. Value for money. It's just quality. It's a question of quality.
They isolate their heads and stay clean.
Hang On To Your Ego, which is a it's a cover song of an old Brian Wilson song from the Pet Sounds sessions. And John Flansburgh from the Tampa Bay Giants, he directed this one also. Got my 10-year-old brother Park in it. Joey from the Pixies, he's in it. And we got Tony Asher to make a cameo. He was the big lyricist on Pet Sounds. Not on that song, but he was, you know, we tried to get Brian Wilson to come down, but he wouldn't. He sort of said yes for a long time, and then he didn't show up, sort of. Well, we knew he wasn't coming. He said he wasn't going to come in the end. But anyway, it's a good video. Lots of, like, you know, wow-em special effects. And Flansburgh did a great job. He did a really good job of it.
You better watch out. If you give him too much work, he's going to, like, give up the idea of playing music, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, I think that he does have his eyes set on big things, I think.
I think it's because he came down to here to the studio and he saw all this equipment. And he says, you know, I can run as good as that Jerry guy.
Yeah, well, you know, it's impressive, you know, when you see all these knobs and buttons and TV screens and everything, and you start thinking about, you know, the waves, the airwaves, the broadcast towers, you know, people in their little hovels with their color TV sets watching you. You know, it's an exciting concept.
We like that exciting concept.
Jack Webb once said.
What's all this thing with the two-way radios? You like to talk into those a lot, don't you?
Yeah, you know, I do a lot of driving, so I tend to be on the CB radio. And if I'm not talking on the CB and just driving around home at LA, you know, I like to listen in on the scanner, you know, listen in to the police and stuff. And I'm a big fan of car phones. I love car phones, mm-hmm. And any sort of telecommunication, I think is a good thing.
The good thing about a twin wire production is that it always ends in an epilogue. And it always starts with a Roman numeral.
This is directed by John Flansburgh, Los Angeles. There's a vehicle in it that does not involve the wheel technology. It actually involves the hovercraft technology. And in fact, it is a hovercraft. It's a one-man hovercraft that we rented for the video.
It looked like he had a terrible time driving it around, too. I mean,
oh, it was a blast. It was unbelievable. It was just like, you can't believe that you're floating. Like, you know, it's 6 inches off the ground. It's a very, it's a magic carpet ride, is what I'd have to say.
So cool the way. Then John's probably saying, one more time.
But, you know, I had no problem with doing it one more time. I did that for 2 days straight. Drove this thing around out in Salton Sea, which is this inland area of California, out in the desert. It was a great time.
So you didn't gather a crowd at all out there, did you?
Oh, man, the whole town was out there. We went to Bombay Beach, this little sort of dilapidated trailer park town, and we were a big hit. You know, the fire department was out there, and there were some very ancient people that showed up later after dinner for the evening shots that were trying to get us. They thought we were on the Bombay Beach community land, and they were trying to... They squawked for a while, but, you know, we told them we had permits and everything, so...
I think it's cool the way you're holding the mic at the end there, you know? Off to the side, yeah.
Sort of
here,
like,
do it. Yeah, wait, we gotta take the windscreen off, so we gotta get that kind of shot there.
That looks good. I think it's my new look, I think, for if I can get a guitar player to cover my parts, I think I'd just like to sing like that. But Reno's a great place.
Yeah.
Reno's a great place.
You have to visit there again. I think our show's on there somewhere.
Really? I'm going there in a few days. Mm-hmm. They've got a great radio station, plays only hits the 50s.
What?
Yeah, and they occasionally go into early 60s, but they let you know. They say, oh, this is from, you know, 62. They
brace yourself, it's 62.
they let you know, but it's strictly 50s, mm-hmm. Which means, you know, stuff from 52, 51 even, you know, old stuff. Yeah. And it's a great place. And last time I was there, we splurged, and we stayed at the Reagan's favorite suite up in... at the Hilton there in town. It was a lovely suite right above the helicopter pad and everything.
Wow.
And you know the TV in the room was this high. I swear it was this big mammoth. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Big television set.
I love big screen TVs.
They're wicked.
Your video must look great on them.
I've never seen one on a huge one. I've only seen them on hotel TVs.
Uh-oh.
Well, actually, my TV at home, well, it's pretty big. It's like 28 inch or something, which is, you know, it's
which good. Is like that one up there, where you just happen to be on.
Oh, yeah, look at this. Well, that's a little cute little cutout of me, sort of a gingerbread man of me.
Yeah. Jack Webb once said,
I met a man. He was a good man, sailing and shoring, dancing the beta can-can, making me foreign. Ah, yeah.
So what other videos do you want to see here on the show?
Well, of course, anything by They Might Be Giants.
Yeah? Want to see the statue? What do you want to see?
What the heck? Istanbul.
Whatever you want.
Istanbul.
This is my favorite song.
You know, Istanbul.
Istanbul.
Not Constantinople.
Yeah.
Istanbul, Constantinople. No, it's Istanbul, Constantinople. That's long time gone. Constantinople. How did Constantinople get the works to do? There's nobody's business but the Turks.
Istanbul. And here it is. They Might Be Giants.
Istanbul.
Istanbul.
Oh, wow. Great recording, great recording.
Yeah, that's a great tune. As soon as I saw it, you know, when it first came in, that's another thing that you never saw on MTV. I've never seen that on MTV.
Yeah, I haven't either. I saw it a festival of animation once in Pasadena. Mm-hmm. They showed it, but that's
where it belongs, at a festival.
Yeah.
Well, great. Let's see that tune right now. Then we'll be back with Frank Black, and we're going to give away your CD and a whole pile of stuff. And check them out in this thing, though. But I don't know why you signed this, though, huh?
What's that?
You signed this thing, and yeah. Why'd you send this here?
Why? Because you know, to honor you.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. You know, they delivered a box to me, right?
They said, sign these babies.
And they said, sign these babies. And I said, well, I have to go. So there I was having my shishi lunch at the shishi Italian restaurant in Manhattan, mm-hmm. with my shishi publicist.
Mm-hmm.
And
how's shishi?
She's fine. Her name is Fifi. Mm-hmm. And anyway, I signed him all this big stack of posters right there. All the people were kind of, let's see, what kind of star does he think is signing magazines right here in the restaurant? But I didn't care. But then I said, oh, JBTV, yeah, I heard of these guys. So I put JBTV on there. They're huge because you guys are huge.
Yes, we're huge. And I'm gaining more weight every day and proud of it.
But someday you'll be even huger.
Yeah.
I tell you, boy, they get these fiber optics worked out, you know, with the phones and everything.
Oh, that's so great.
It's going to be a brave new world.
I know. A lot of TV. Interactive television.
Oh, it's just unbelievable. Unbelievable.
But, you know, that CB part, that's getting less and less, you know, with the cellular everything.
Yeah, I suppose. But they're still out there. You know, every time you drive into any urban center, you know, the truckers, they're not talking too much because they're parked outside of town. And but there's always some wacko with his, like, with the tape around the microphone, you know, permanently down, broadcasting, you know, at 3 o'clock in the morning to whoever's listening. It's usually me.
Yeah. And, a gracious good morning.
You know, just, you know, playing or singing or talking, whatever. Making noises. It's unbelievable. The power of broadcast is a seductive thing.
Well, it hasn't done much for me, but we'll have more music videos right after this with Frank Black.
Constantinople, now it's Turkish delight on a moonlit night. Every gal in Constantinople lives in Istanbul, the Constantinople. So if you've a date in Constantinople, she'll be waiting in Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say. People just liked it better that way.
So
take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Been a long time gone, Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.
Istanbul.
Istanbul. Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say.
People just liked it better that way.
Istanbul was Constantinople, now it's Istanbul, the Constantinople. Been a long time gone, a Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks.
Constantinople.
No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Been a long time gone, Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.
And here he is tuning the guitar. And this is JBTV, your alternative music video source, giving away CDs, cassettes, and more with Frank Black.
can edit this out if you want. This is tuning the lute. You know, fresh strings.
You know, most professional people have got those little electronic thingamadiggies.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Nothing like the old ears,
me,
though.
Me, 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 me. Want to hear a song about John Denver?
Sure. Sure. Let's put this mic over here, though.
John, a quick Denver, John Denver, of course, offered $10 million to the U.S. Space Agency NASA a couple years ago, and also to the Soviets for a ticket to ride to space, and he was denied. And so I wrote a little song about him and some of his other publicity exploits. Uh-huh. And so I admire John for not only writing the toe tappers that he's written, but but for his interest in going to space. I think it's an interesting thing, to try and buy a ticket. I mean, what a dream. Of course, he's an accomplished pilot, but I figure that's about as high as he'll get. Mm-hmm. And and of course, $10 million in astronomical terms is a very small sum indeed. Yeah. So plus, he didn't go to astronaut school. They're not going to let him in the club.
Yeah, you don't even get soda or anything for that, or peanuts for $10
million. No. I mean, you can't even send anything up for that amount.
No.
No way. It's just like... You can put up a weather balloon for $10 million, you know?
Yeah.
So this is called Czar. Rock and roll! Here we go.
Time. If he could travel, time. Been on time instead of making rhyme.
Yeah,
he didn't need a band. He was a mountain man.
And back in the 70s,
oil, the national turmoil. And hiding in the soil, a singer and his spoil, just singing thanks. I got my own gas tanks.
Something I learned here from the Cars. A little that style of playing there. Chorus 4.
And there's no time for the man who has sung his bar. And there's no time. And there's no time for the man called Czar. Extraordinary blues, 10 million porthole views, the saying on the news, the Russians just said no, you can't go, and there's no time for the man who has sung his bar. And there's no time, and there's no time for the man called
not Czar, but
Czar.
That's a good one.
Oh, thanks. You like that one?
You got to send that to NASA. Maybe you can get to go now. See?
Those
John can't do it, but you could go get a hovercraft. It'd be great.
The thing is, you got to go to astronaut school. I mean, those guys, they get all kinds of, you know, tubes stuck up them and wires, and I got to stay awake for a year straight and sleep upside down for a year straight and eat, you know, peanut butter out of a toothpaste. A tube.
You could handle that. I think that would taste pretty good. You know, so
look at you know, it takes, you know, as Ringo Starr once sang, if you wanna play the blues, you gotta pay your dues, and you know it don't come easy.
As Jack Webb once said to his partner, we'd be out of a job. Okay, so the party's over, just hand me the grenade. I mean, a lot of people, you know, they enjoy Dragnet because they think it's funny to laugh at, you know, Jack Webb and his world, but, you know, he's more and more becoming a hero for me. I mean, it's okay. You know, and he was a man who loved the whole idea of a district or a borough. He was in love with all the cities within the city. He's really in love with Los Angeles. Everyone knows that he wasn't that successful on the girlfriend. But, you know, LA was his lady. I mean, it's corny to say, but he was ahead of his time.
You know, I just sing songs about this crazy stuff in the sky kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, you're watching JBTV, mm-hmm. The one and only. Pan the camera so people can see him.
I have to work, though.
All right. So what else should we do here?
Well, we can do that song that we probably did last time we heard.
Cardman?
Now we have our leader section consisting of clarinet and snare drum to aid us.
Uh-oh. Mic stand failure. All right, here we go. All
right. Just. All right.
Yes?
Yeah.
Particle man, doing the things a particle can. What does he like? It's not important. Particle man, is he a doctor or is he a spectrum? He's underwater, does he get wet? Does the water get him instead? Nobody knows. Particle man. Triangle man, it's particle man.
Giants. Well, it looks like we run out of songs that we know how to play.
Oh, we were going to do the ballad version of Twisting.
Oh, right. Excuse me.
Yeah, it sounded kind of good.
She wants to see you again.
Welsh rarebit, yes.
A Welsh rarebit, yes. I guess it's proof that I have some sort of a, what's that, disorder where you read things backwards?
I always thought that Welsh rarebit, for some reason, was some sort of rabbit dish, like Welsh rabbit. It's kind of like an open-faced grilled cheese. It's a, piece of toast with a lot of cheese, so much cheese that it drips over the crust and you can't see the bread anymore. And it's got a creamy cheese sauce poured on top of the melted cheese. It's cheese on bread and garnished with English mustard. But you know, if you go into any zoo, you can figure out which animals would be good eating just by using your instinctual eye, and you can tell by looking at the animal whether or not it would be good eating. You know, you've just got to relax or whatever for a minute, and then once you've relaxed, I'd say a third of the animals look like they're good for eating and two-thirds don't. But generally, cute animals from the savannah are good eating.
Why? Somewhere, you know, Luxembourg City or San Marino, Andorra, Liechtenstein, the Vatican, Monaco, Pitcairn Island, Patagonia.
We like that stuff in the sky.
But, hey, do you guys ever play Ramon's videos?
Oh, yeah. We had Joey Ramone on the show.
Really?
He, like, talked for a whole hour. He, like, talked about everything. He had this cab ride from hell that he wrote a song about and stuff.
Really?
And yeah.
He's the greatest.
Yeah.
So, anyway, you know, Motorhead, you know, they had a song about the Ramones on their 1916 album called Ramones. And I was inspired by this to write a song about the Ramones as well, kind of a love song. And it's a kind of a cryptic song, like the John Denver one was called Czar. And this is not called, you know, the Ramones 2. This is called I Heard Ramona Sing. And it goes a little something like this. I hope to someday make a video for this. I had so many problems, and then I got me a Walkman. I really liked it a lot, and they walked right in and they solved them. They walked right in and they solved them. I heard Ramona sing, and I heard everything. The speed they're traveling, they are their only thing. Ramona. There were moments in the night, it was alright. There were moments in the night I heard Ramona sing, and I heard everything. The speed they're traveling, they are the only thing. Ramona. I don't care if they're real or they're pseudo. I don't care if they get any higher. Yeah. I hope that someone retires. Yeah. They pull another menudo. They pull another menudo. Yeah. They pull another menudo. There are moments in the night. It is alright. There are moments in the night I hear Ramona sing, and I hear everything. The speed of their traveling, they are the only thing. Hey, the Ramones. Ramona.
Woo! There you go.
Thanks.
Well, we're going to have to send that to Joey and make sure that he gets a copy of that. Because that'll be your first video of this now, right?
Yes, that's technically my very first video, actually, of that. Yeah, mm-hmm. So you should send it to him.
Yeah, we'll start out, we'll get some Walkman shots, we'll superimpose over the thing, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll send it to John and let him think of some creative concepts for it.
Yeah. Huh? That'd be good. Yeah, uh-huh. Thanks, yeah.
Well, that's good. Well, let's see a Ramones tune right now.
Yeah, which one you want to see?
Whatever you want to see.
Man, we'll see. I'm trying to think of, like, you know, because unfortunately they're such a great band, but you know you might see them at 2 a.m. on MTV or where you might typically see a video. You know what I mean? Of course, here on JBTV you might see them right in the middle of the JBTV, you know, main programming right there at the top of the hour.
Right.
So
well, our main programming is all of this kind of music. So
play any Ramones video.
Okay.
Did they do one for their last single, Poison Heart?
Yes.
Ah, let's see that one.
Okay. The Ramones on JBTV, and we're with Frank Black right here. Your chance to get CDs, cassettes, and a lot more, so stay tuned right here on JBTV.
Everybody has a poison heart. I just wanna walk
Yeah, it'd be nice. It'd be nice.
You know, we can get some nice sushi food or whatever you want.
I love sushi.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
There's a great place here in town, and we'll give them a plug. It's called Katsu's.
Katsu's?
Katsu's.
Ah, and my favorite, it's not sushi, it's the tonkatsu. Oh, man, that's the little breaded pork cutlet that they serve on the rice. Oof.
I'm going to tell you something that I love. There are these little beef things that they have. Inside, they got like, what do you call those? Not broccoli. What are those? The green
asparagus?
Stuff.
Asparagus.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, asparagus.
Yeah, the green stuff.
I love asparagus.
Yeah, well, get those when you go there. Katsu's, it's on Peterson or somewhere. And,
yeah.
Well,
thanks for the
place.
Tip.
Yeah.
Thanks for the tip. I'll bring the crew down
great
there
place.
And stuff and
yes.
have some sushi. Yeah.
Yes. And they'll take good care of you. Just say, JBTV.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyhow, that's a plug for Katsu's, but here is a plug for the brand new Frank Black CD. What's your name of your CD here?
Frank Black.
You don't have an official name for it?
It's eponymous. It's self-titled debut. Frank Black, produced by Eric Drew Feldman and Frank Black. Eric is my main man on this. He's from Pere Ubu. And maybe we should play a Pere Ubu video.
Absolutely.
They've got a new one coming out. Look out. It's produced, directed by Adam Bernstein, who does a lot of the Giants videos. Mm-hmm. And they've got a new video for their new single coming out, gosh, within weeks.
You know, I'm seeing a pretty big circle going here now with this video thing. So everybody is doing everybody else's videos.
Yeah.
That's the latest thing now, right?
Yeah. It's hip, you know.
Yeah.
But Eric is formerly from Pere Ubu, and he's played with people like Snake Finger and Captain Beefheart. And so he's my co-producer on this. Did a fine job.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll be coming around with the band this summer, and we'll be playing here in Chicago, I'm sure, because this is it's a big town, Chicago, so you gotta stop.
We got 20 or 30 streets that go like right in a row, so
that's,
you know.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
When they gotta get out either the alphabet or the numerical system, it's like, or as here they have the state system. Mm-hmm. You know, name the states, you know, for streets, you know.
Yeah,
this is Ohio that. Street here, isn't it?
Yes, Ohio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so look out.
I don't know if there's a New York street here, though.
Oh, well, then, you know, someday.
New York, yeah. Yeah, I don't know why. You want to just make your name this way now, huh? You think that's better?
What's that?
Frank Black?
As opposed to?
You know, Francis.
Oh, Black Francis. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I like Francis. That's my middle name.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, people never got it right, so I just figured I'd come up with something new, a little more direct, a little more peppy, you know?
I think that's great. It's right there. Yeah. Frank Black.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's macho.
Yeah.
It's macho.
Yeah.
I needed that. Mm-hmm.
And if you see his video, he's real macho in it with that nice little parka thing he got on and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, the whole end of that video is just, it's great, you know.
Hey, you want to play one more song before I leave?
Absolutely.
This is about this guy who like gets adopted by these Norwegians. He's Mexican. They move to Norway. They learn how to speak Norwegian. They move to America, Minnesota, where Norwegians like to move to. He learns English, drives down to Mexico, search for his roots, gets hit by a truck, killed. A sad story, but in retrospect, since I'm unconnected with it, humorous, ironic, whatever, an interesting little story. This man has a bad word in it.
That's okay.
Really?
I don't care. I'm not going to censor your music. This is not, no.
But
no.
I can substitute it with like asparagus or something, you know what I mean?
No, do it the way you you wrote it.
But I don't mind substituting. I substitute all the time.
No, do it the way you did
but
it.
Really, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to offend, but maybe some younger viewers will be
too watching. Bad. They shouldn't be watching this time of the night anyhow.
Really? You're
no,
right.
Wait.
All right. This man, it was a Mexican. Oh, yeah. Adopted into Norwegian. Oh, yeah. Turned into American. Oh, yeah. Yeah, but he felt a Mexican. Oh, yeah. Yeah, down Mexico way. Hey. He had to learn Spanish, oh yeah, 'cause he was a walking fish, oh yeah, while he was feeling so brackish between Norwegian and English. Well, he decided it was time to go to find the people that he did not know. But the road to Mexico, oh yeah, well, sure go fast, but they should go slow. Oh, yeah. And it's a dangerous road. Whoa. By now you know that he was fucked. By now you know he had no luck. He was smashed head on by a giant truck down Mexico way.
Yes, 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 yes. Here, I got to clap. I got to clap. There we go.
Thank you. Thank you.
An audience of one here. This is excitement plus, isn't thank it? And a few people out. We got at least three or four out there, too. Ah.
The people out there watching JBTV are all cheering on their feet, I'm sure. Yeah, it's late, not too loud.
Get off your couches. So anyhow, let's see some more tunes. What else do you want to see here on the show?
What's that now?
Yeah, what else? Any more videos or...
videos? How, a Peru video, maybe?
Okay.
It ain't me. Calculate how far I can fly.
So anyhow, that's it. Another edition of JBTV, coast to coast and into your home. We've had the best music on this edition. They Might Be Giants and Frank Black.
Thanks for having me.
You're always welcome. Now, next time you're in town, you're going to stop by and
bring the whole band. We'll rock out in your live room over
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely,
that would be fine.
That'd be really cool.
Great. Yeah.
Then we'll make some cryptic messages for They Might Be Giants. So when they come on the show, then we'll
Absolutely, I love cryptic stuff.
Well, it's been good. I'm glad you came down.
Thank you.
Glad you had a chance surviving our great traffic in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And with your cellular phone, you were right there, though.
That's right. I was always keeping my finger on the pulse, keeping you abreast of the situation.
Now, one final thing before you leave. Yeah. Do the microphone shot again, okay?
Here we go.
Yeah, there we go. Hey!
You've developed a whole new look for the for the younger generation to follow in your footsteps now.
I hope so.
Great. So have fun on your promotion tour and come back
in
town and say hi to John and John.
I will, absolutely. I'll tell him that you send your love.
Mm-hmm. And I should get a copy. I'll get a copy of the show that they were on too, so that you have a copy of it.
Oh, I'd love that.
Yeah, because they played right here. They brought their stuff in and played.
I heard all about it. Yeah, they told me about it.
And our audience loved them. They thought it was cool.
Well, they're easy to love. They're very talented. Like I said, it's a question of quality for those guys. Pure quality.
Gotta have quality,
Quality. Quality control.
Yeah. Some more music videos coming up. Stay tuned right here on JBTV with Frank Black.
This is Jesus and Mary Chain song.
Thanks for enjoying the JBTV podcast right here on Pantheon Podcasts. And this week, I featured the one and only Frank Black and They Might Be Giants. It was a classic show. Hope you've enjoyed it. Bye.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's fantasypoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. Fantasypoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.